copy that, Carol. That's very good information. Is there anything else, Carol?
It'll come to me as time goes on.
Copy that. Well, 709 Carol, we will move on to the next radio check. If you think of something else, just comment again. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPL 8262, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRPL 8262, hear you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear, Sue. So I'm assuming you've been listening and we've been talking about earthquake hazards and preparedness. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Sue?
I was wondering, you know, since we live out here in CJ, about tsunami. Is it coming from Crescent City? I mean, is it going to come down the Illinois River? How does that work?
Carol, have you got any ideas?
It's hard to know how far the tsunami will go, but yes, there will be one. It will be coming up 199 if you're in that area. Get as high to the ground, you know, off the road and up in the mountains if you can.
Copy that. Does that answer your question, Sue? Another thing as well, I would probably maybe do some research on that. You know, it sounds like a good idea to look something like that up. Anything else, Sue?
For the information, and sorry I won't see you guys on Saturday when you go to your meeting.
Oh, we're sorry that you won't be there as well, Sue. Well, thank you for sharing. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. 487, comment. 487 Kimber, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I think I may have doubled with someone who tried to comment again, but I just wanted to, now that I thought of it, we're talking about proper information and maybe getting some training. If you have a Cascadia event training or an earthquake preparedness training group around you or can participate in that, you know, contact your county emergency services board, and they put on these meetings and events to educate people about this. There are trainings you can do. As far as the Illinois River flooding, let me break. The last Cascadia event training I went to, we talked about that a little bit, and they did say that, you know, expect the rivers to definitely maybe be higher than usual. Don't know that a tsunami would reach all the way this far inland, but you just never know how bad the earthquake's going to be and how big the tidal wave may or may not be. Dams may break or may not break, so there's those things to keep in mind. Also, there's going to be no access to emergency services as we know it. Break. This is a reason why we should make sure we connect to people in our community, know, you know, where the closest fire station is or where, you know, somebody who lives next to you who may be in the medical field, have medications, know how to do them, have emergency medical kits and training in case you need to help yourself, your loved ones, or people in your community who may need help immediately after an earthquake and get injured. So, okay, that's it. Back to Nick.
Copy that. Well, thank you very much for that other information, Kimber. Was there another comment in there?
Yeah, 605 here. I forgot what it was I was going to say. What was the comment about that Kimber responded to?
I was responding to what the, oh my my gosh, Sue in Cape Junction just said right before me about if the Illinois River is expected to flood or anything like that.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yeah, that was it. My husband seems to be on the understanding that the tsunami wouldn't make it to the Illinois, through the Illinois River. However, the Rogue River is another story. And, of course, that would be, we have to go quite a ways to hit population after Gold River. Gold Beach, rather. Sorry.
Copy that. Well, that makes sense to me. Well, like I said, that's probably one thing that we should be researching about our local areas. Is that a possibility? And then we need to prepare for that as well. Are there any other comments before I move forward?
Comment. There's the earthquake will hit from all of Oregon, Washington, and up to Canada. And so it depends on tsunamis in the area of Oregon that you're actually near, or if it's going to have a tsunami in.
Copy that. That makes total sense to me. Any other comments?
4.7. I was remembering from this event and in research that I've done that an earthquake that hits as a 9.0 on the Oregon coast directly would probably only be a 7.0 or around that range inland here. So, I mean, I don't know for sure what's going to happen, but that's the estimate.
That's not what I understand, Kimberly. I understand it could even be a 9 or 10. It just depends on, like you said, the size, and we may or may not feel it. Well, we are going to feel it here. Even further east of us, it gets lighter as it goes.
Copy that. Thank you. Back to Ned.
Sorry, I just think I walked on you. You want any other comments?
No, I just said copy that. Thank you, WRKV 487. Back to Ned.
Very good. Copy that. 1359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRJX 597 Jill. She was unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRNN 801, Bobby May, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRNN 801, Bobby May, I copy you. Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear, Bobby May. So the ladies have been talking about preparing and what to do during and after an earthquake. Is there anything you'd like to share about that topic this evening, Bobby May?
Well, there's not really a safe place here in my area. I mean, I'm on a pretty hilly area, so all I can hope for is that if we do have an earthquake, I'll end up with some flat land.
Copy that. Well, just as long as you don't have to slide down the hill to get that way. Is there anything else, Bobby May?
No, I think I've done my share of sliding down hills, but I do have one thing. I just had a new well put in today, and I got water.
Very cool. How awesome is that? I know it's been quite a while since you've had the well water in, so you're back in business again. Well, awesome. Thanks, Bobby May, for letting us know that. Is there anything else, Bobby May?
I think we're good tonight. I'm busy tonight visiting my sister. My sister is 76 years old, and I didn't know I had that sister, and we're just reuniting, so we're trying to get to know each other.
Wow, that's totally awesome. Well, good for you. Well, thank you for participating in this radio check. Thank you for sharing that, and go have fun with your sister and get to know her better. 359, moving to the next radio check.
487 comment.
487, Kimber, go ahead.
I just want to say, yay, Bobby May, that is so cool. I am so, so glad for you. You got a well. That's great. I've been rooting for you, and hope you have a great visit with your sister. Thank you. Back to Nick, Karen.
Copy that, and I think it reflects with the rest of the ladies as well, Bobby May. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJY 779, Chantel, radio check for Patriot ladies. This is 359, Karen. Do you copy?
WRJY 779, I read you loud and clear, Karen.
Copy that. There's a little bit of static back there, but we do hear you. We can read you pretty clear. So the ladies have been talking about earthquake preparedness and what to do after and that sort of thing. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Chantel?
Definitely a good refresher and bring back some memories of the earthquake we had here, I think, in 92 or 93. And just some of those things, and reminded me of the drills we used to do in school, and definitely inspired me to think about doing drills with my kids and in different locations that they're typically in, to maybe do some drills with them in those locations as well.
Very definitely. Well, that's kind of why this is kind of a refresher. This whole book has been for all of us. And, yes, definitely practicing with your kids and letting them know what they should and should not do is a good idea. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Chantel?
That's all. I appreciate you guys and appreciate you doing this. Hope everyone has a blessed night, and y'all take care. Thanks for doing the net, Karen.
Thank you very much, Chantel, and you have a blessed night as well, and take care of those guys for us. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRXR 423, oh, sorry. I'd like to check in for WRXR 423, Kristen. She's unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRZL 684 Lee, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is Marcia, WQZ 709. She's having quite a bit of trouble with her radio. She's hoping she can get some help somewhere, but I want to check it for her.
Copy that. Yeah, she let me know that she was having radio problems and then she was going to try, and then if she couldn't check in, that you were going to check in for her. So thank you very much for that, for checking in for Lee. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRUJ 362 Nancy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? Copy that. You're a little bit staticky in the background, Nancy, but we can't hear you. So the ladies have been talking about earthquake preparedness and what to do before and after. Is there anything you'd like to share about that topic this evening, Nancy?
I have written directions on the inside of my fear box when I need to turn off the house power and run the generator, because I don't trust clear places and the emergency situation.
Copy that. You said something about
I also like the idea of a child or person in the power office. Something to do with that. It's very simple. I said, want to add a little bit of that. Three, my Corelware broke on the linoleum floor.
Sorry about that, Nancy. I think I walked on you. You want to try one more time?
I was just saying I appreciate the idea of child-proof cabinets. My Corelware broke 7.9 earthquake in 03. So that's a good idea. Thank you.
Copy that. Yeah, that is a really good idea. And it's something that you can prepare for ahead of time, not that you're going to be using it right away, but then we never know, do we? Is there anything else you'd like to share, Nancy?
No, I think that's enough from CJ here. I will be monitoring. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you, and thank you for sharing that. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRXT 583, Gina, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359, Karen. Do you copy?
583, I copy you very clearly.
That, Jenny, you're a little bit staticky, but we can hear you quite well. So the ladies have been talking about earthquake preparedness. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Gina?
Before an earthquake, if you have animals, livestock, different things like that, they start acting a lot more agitated. They can feel it before we can. And it's a good idea to have your animals where they're if they're nervous and stuff, that you can contain them and get a hold of them and get them into a safe spot, out of barns, maybe into the pasture, and get them away from stuff that could be hurting them too.
Copy that. Yeah, that makes total sense to me because I know with dogs and cats as well, that they sense something coming way before we even know that. So pay attention to what they're, if they're getting nervous, then you need to kind of figure out why. Is there anything else that, everything that you said about your animals makes sense. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Gina?
Well, for now, been good to hear everything. Thank you. Have a blessed evening.
Well, thank you, Gina, and you have a blessed evening as well. Well, thank you for sharing that. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving forward. Good job, ladies. We've completed our Patriot Ladies radio check roster. If you missed your radio check and would like to join our roster, please begin now with your call sign and first name and general location, and we'll include you on the weekly roster going forward. Right?